Let us hear the word of God as it is found in Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy going coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Our hymn is hymn number 20, O Worship the King. Let us read responsive reading number 34, entitled The Gospel. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
For therein is Christ the Son of God, faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
As we unite in prayer, let us remember the family of Mr. Claude White, Secretary of the Sunday School Department of the North Carolina Baptist Convention. Mr. White was killed last night in an automobile accident. May we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before thee just now, realizing that we are small in comparison unto thee, so small that we should not even be compared with thee, but realizing that in thy sight we have infinite worth, that before thee we are creatures worthy of great things, creatures that stand high in thy sight, creatures upon whom thy will and thy work in this world depend. Help us as thy children and creatures of thine to be willing to serve thee in every way that thou would have us to serve thee. And our Father, we pray that you would cleanse us from our weakness, from our failures. Give us strength and give us courage in a day when courage and strength are so needed. And now, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be with the family of this our departed brother, that you would bring comfort to their hearts, that you would bring strength and comfort equal to the task that they will face. Be their source of strength and be very near unto them in this time. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
For more than a century, Mars Hill College has been engaged in the high purpose of guiding students in Christian maturity. For the achievement of this purpose, it has maintained high standards of scholarship. It has welcomed critical intelligence, and it has placed high value upon systematic and thorough work. Dr. Fred Bentley is president of Mars Hill College. He is an interpreter and an advocate of her purpose and her work. He is a graduate of Baylor University and of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and earned the degree of Doctor of Education at Indiana University. He has also studied in Paris, France. We are very happy to welcome him to this campus, to meet with alumni of Mars Hill College, to have informal luncheon with the faculty at 12:30, and especially to speak to us in this hour of worship. Dr. Bentley.
For a scripture lesson this morning, I should like to read from Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place and looked up and saw him, he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Several months ago, a good friend of mine, Dr. John Claypool, Mars Hill graduate, was addressing his congregation at the Crescent Hill Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And he opened his sermon of the morning by using an illustration which I think is appropriate for this morning. He said that he had been reading a magazine in which he found a cartoon which to him was quite humorous. The picture was that here was an adult man who was lying on a couch before his psychiatrist. And this man was trying to explain all of his problems in this world by saying, and the caption was, You see, doctor, when I was a child, we played hide and go seek, and I was the only one they never came to find. Well, I chuckled at the illustration given by John that morning because I too found it quite humorous that this guy would be stretched out on a sofa and trying to rationalize all of his problems in his adult life by this rather funny childhood experience. But the more I thought about it, the more I found that this wasn't really quite so funny after all. Because I thought back on those times when I, as a child in my neighborhood in Roanoke, Virginia, played hide-and-go-seek with the neighborhood kids, and I thought how terrible it would be if I had been that one child who was so unpopular that he would go out into the darkness of night to play hide-and-go-seek, knowing full well that no one would ever come to look for him. That would be a horrible experience. And then I look at life today and I find that perhaps our lives are made up of a series of events centered on hide and go seek. For I know in my own personal experience that there are times when I want to get away from it all. I do want to hide. There are aspects of my personality that at times I certainly want to shield from others. I like to get off to myself, to think, or to just have a little rest and recuperation, or whatever it may be. But you know, the better part of the hiding or getting away is that part of my life when I know that I can go back and there is someone who is waiting to seek me out. Someone who loves me and cares for me and is anxious for me to come back. Or even someone out there who, if I stay long enough, would love me enough to come seek me out. What child that you know of would ever enjoy playing hide-and-go-seek if all he did was to hide? For to do so would lose the whole point of the game. I will propose to you this morning that the lessons we find in the Old and New Testaments of our Bible are a series of these stories. In fact, I think the whole Christian religion is made up of this game of hide-and-go-seek. I certainly do not want to seem trivial or in any way demeaning this morning, but I think this is true. For you can hardly get through the first few pages of the Bible without experiencing such an example of man hiding and God seeking him out. Our scripture lesson this morning, I think, is another example of this, and I'd like to look at it for a few moments, perhaps verse by verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now, I think that all of us know from our studies that since this is placed in this order in the Gospel of Luke, we can assume this is toward the end of Christ's public ministry, and therefore Christ was a very well-known man. I hesitate to use the word popular because I think he was better known than he was popular. He having gone in and disturbed many people in their bigotry and their kind of false interpretation of what God would have him do, was not popular with everyone, including many people in the clergy, if you will. And so it is that Jesus Christ, though, was a very popular man. And so when he was coming into Jericho, we can see that people are seeking him out. Many people lined up along the streets wanting to see this man Jesus, perhaps from curiosity, perhaps just to again hear the man whom they had heard before for many, many reasons. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. I think this is a very significant verse because Zacchaeus, as you know, as being a publican, was a tax collector, and as chief publican, this pretty well infers that he had sold his soul to the Romans, that he had sold out his own people, and was now working for the Romans to exploit his own people and collect taxes from them. And he must have done it in excess because later in the scripture we find that he is making certain reconciliation for his duties. But nevertheless, here was a man who was chief of the publicans, who was very rich, and had sold out himself and sold out his own people to the Romans. But here is a man who sought to see Jesus, who he was. But he couldn't for the press. That is, there was such a huge crowd on this day that this little man couldn't even see Christ because, as it describes here in the scriptures, Zacchaeus was a man of little stature. And so what did he do? He was so anxious to see Christ that he ran down the street a few blocks, perhaps, and climbed up into a sycamore tree. Now that, to me, possesses an awful lot of humor because I try to draw a parallel today to some city official who would be in a similar position to Zacchaeus, and the best I could come up with in Mars Hill would perhaps be our town mayor. Or if I tried to draw another parallel, perhaps I could think of my own self. Wanting to go over into Asheville to some large parade or some other kind of public gathering, and the crowd perhaps being so great at that gathering that I, or the town mayor, or you, would feel so compelled to see the person or the event that you'd climb up into a sycamore tree. I think this would be a pretty good spectacle. I can hardly imagine myself wrapped around the branches of a tree, looking down over the crowd. Somehow it isn't the kind of thing I find in my daily routine. But nevertheless, here was this little man, Zacchaeus, who was so anxious that he ran down the street and went up into the sycamore tree. And Christ, as he was passing down through the throngs there, I'm sure he felt a press on either side, a press from everyone about him. I'm sure he felt pressures because he knew that he must give of himself, and at the same time there were those who would not receive him, those who were there out of spite, out of anger, and other things. But in all of this hurry and scurry, Christ still felt that there was someone above him whom he must address. So it was that he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and called him down. You know, Mars Hill College has a similar kind of experience throughout every day. Because you see, in Christ, as he dealt with Zacchaeus here, there was a very special kind of relationship. One of purity, one of honesty, one of sincerity. This word sincerity is quite interesting because, as I understand it, it comes from the Latin word sine sere, which, if taken quite literally, would mean without wax or without filler. The story goes that in ancient days there were furniture makers who were quite proud of their products, and so they would get the very finest of materials. They'd put in their very best of labors into making a product, and when it was complete, they would place it into the showroom window and ask a good price for it, rightly so. But as time went on, people began to exploit one another, and so it is that some furniture makers would get second-rate materials and put in about half enough time that they needed to do a good job. And when they came to a flaw in the material, they simply put a little wax in it and then lacquer it over. But the good furniture makers continued to get the very finest of materials, put in their finest labors, and when their product was finished again, they would place it in the window there for sale. But they would do one thing different now. They put a little sign on it that said, sine sere. So that the purchaser, the consumer, would know that he had a product that was without wax or without filler. At Mars Hill this year, we're trying some new kinds of programs in our curriculum, a new humanities program which was initiated this year in lieu of the traditional kind of English literature course. The purpose of this is not to downgrade English literature because we feel it's still an extremely important subject, but we're seeking, through a thematic approach in the humanities, to help our students discover themselves, to go through a valuing process. The course is entitled Man's Search for Identity. In a political science course, which is experimental this year and is endorsed by the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, our students are going with their professors into the community of Asheville and to the county of Madison, and they are engaged in field experiences to see how the decision-making process has an effect on the poor of our area. I think that this is what the business is all about. That is to have Christian professors, a Christian administration, if you will, and students who are trying to develop in themselves, students who want to be sought out, and have them guided through this educational process. I think this is what the business is all about. It's certainly what we're trying to do at A. Mars Hill College. I think most of our Baptist institutions are doing similar things. I look around this community, and I think there are similar opportunities, for here we have men and women dedicated to the Lord, to His ministry, and opportunities out there where people are hiding, waiting to be sought out. And again, I go back to this rather childish illustration of hide-and-go-seek and think how terrible it would be if I, in this life today, knew that I was in this world hiding or perhaps floundering around and knowing there was no one who cared enough or loved me enough to seek me out. Mars Hill College is going to continue to be dedicated to a Christian ministry. I think that there have been conflicts this past year which would draw question in certain of our brethren's minds, but I guarantee to you that this is our ministry. This is our purpose in life. Our reason for being on the Hill is to have a Christian ministry to our students, to help them find themselves. I wonder if this morning, as you think about your own life, if you in your environment know of Zacchaeus, who is out there waiting to be found. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give Thee the thanks for the opportunities of this life, for the challenges of this life. But we pray, Lord, that as they are presented to us, that we will not pass them over lightly. We thank Thee, Lord, for the talents You have given each of us. We realize they're diverse, some greater than others. But we pray that each of us might seek out the development of his own abilities in order that we might serve Thee better. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would have a keen sensitivity to the needs of others, that we would be constantly trying to minister to others, but that more than all, that we would strive to be in harmony with Thy will for our lives. Give us the courage to ever move forward and the wisdom to make correct decisions. For we pray in Christ's name and for